Blog Talk Radio.
Church together. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, everyone, on this wonderful, beautiful second Sunday in March 2022. Amen. Amen. So happy to be here today. For some of you, it may be some snow on the ground. For some of you, other things may be going on. Here in St. Louis, Missouri, it's a bright, shiny, sunny, sunny day. I think it's cold, though, but it's a good day. Amen, because God has made it. Oh, my goodness, we're up to 50 degrees already this morning. Amen, and congratulations for all of you who changed your clock and made it here. At this time, we all sprang forward, hallelujah, and made it here this morning. So congratulations to you. Praise the Lord and welcome this morning. We're going to have Pastor Mom to welcome everyone and open us up in a word of prayer. Say hi, Mama.
Hi. Good morning.
Amen. Okay, so let's open up with a word of prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us
our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That was good, Pastor Mom. Amen. Thank God for memory. The memory of the just is blessed. Hallelujah. We'll say that again. The memory of the just is blessed. Thank you, Lord God. Let's go to our scripture this morning. We'll be reading Psalm 100, the whole Psalm 100, verses 1 through 5. Let's read that together. Oh, and then we're going to go on to our Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. Let's read Psalm 100, the entire psalm, King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just going to sing a quick song of that last verse. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. We're going to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. We kind of missed our little our prayer. Pastor Mom and I pray. We're going to go back to our prayer, and then we'll go to Psalm 34. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, sometimes you just got to stop in your tracks and just do it. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. King James, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. So here we are again with our pearls to ponder, looking at the names of God. I'll say it again. He's given us a charge and a challenge to find out more about him, to know more about his name, his different names, his attributes. And the more we know about him, the more we know about ourselves. And the more we can be at peace over everything that's going on. Hallelujah. And I say peace because this month, our pearls to ponder and just pondering on who God is and his attributes, we're looking at peace. Praise the Lord. We're looking at peace today or this month, every Sunday this month, we're looking at peace. And we started out. We started out with peace, and last week we talked about Ephesians 2, verse 14, and we had to just stop right in our tracks when it says, for he himself is our peace. Glory to God. So he himself is our peace. And today we're looking at the Lord as the God of peace. Praise God. For 7 through 9 talks about the God of peace. And I love how it starts. It talks about the peace of God, and then it ends with, in verse 9, the God of peace. Hallelujah. And that works both ways around. He is the peace of God, and he's the God of peace. So Philippians 4, 7 through 9 says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 9, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. The God of peace shall be with you. Hallelujah. And then there's some other scriptures that talk about the God of peace. Romans 16, we just picked a few here. Romans 16, 20. The God of peace shall soon crush Satan under your feet. Hallelujah. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. So the God of peace is crushing Satan under our feet right now. Praise God. And then 2 Corinthians 13, 11 says, finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Hallelujah. So he's a God of peace and a God of love as well. Thank you, Jesus. And just a few more here. Philippians 4, 9. Whatever, hallelujah, I just read that. 1 Thessalonians 5, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So it's the God of peace that's going to sanctify us. We'll talk about that next week, too. Amen. And Hebrews, the last one, Hebrews 13, 20. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Amen. So knowing him as the God of peace is so, so important. We got to know him as the God of peace. Meditate on him as the God of peace. Hallelujah. Now, I want to play a song, and I found this song. I was, you know, on YouTube and found this song, and it's called The God of Peace. And it was sung by this man named Marty Goetz. His last name is G-O-E-T-Z. And as I heard him sing, and you looked at his name, and I was like, this man is Jewish. And so I looked him up. And when I looked him up, found out, yes, he was born a Jew, and he found Jesus. Hallelujah. And I think that's like so important to know before we hear the song. Now, this is just a part of the song. There's some more to it where he's singing in Hebrew that is just so beautiful. And he's known as a modern-day psalmist. The songs he sings are, you know, from the Word of God. And he was a singer. A secular singer, and he had a buddy named Bert, and the two of them were singing. They decided they were going to go off and become famous and sing, and they gave themselves 2 weeks. You know, they were young. They said, we're going to take 2 weeks. If we don't get it by then, we're going back home. Well, within 1 week, they began to perform in hotels in the Catskill Mountains. And then, lo and behold, Bert got saved. And he was horrified that Bert had gotten saved. And so the team broke up, and that was in the late 70s. They broke up, and then Marty went off, you know, by himself, but he kept being surrounded by people that he knew who had received Jesus. So he decided he was going to pick up the Bible and look for some loopholes, even Jesus. And he got saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, you know, you may check him out. Well, I'll just tell you, after he got saved, that's when things began to happen for him. He started performing with Debbie Boone, and you may know her. She was very famous at one point. And then he ministered at Jack Hayford's church, Greg Lowry's crusade. He was with Billy Graham. He was with David Wilkerson in the Times Square church. He's been on TBN, Focus on the Family. And so God just, as the kids say, blew him up once he got saved. Amen. So I was just blessed by that, because that really also speaks to the God of peace. The God of peace can do. Amen. So this is Marty Goetz, G-O-E-T-Z, singing The God of Peace. Amen.
Shepherd of the sheep, make you complete in all you do, as you do His will. And may you always one who finds his pleasure in you, through the blood of his own Son, to him be glory, to him be glory. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. So if you find that song on YouTube, right after he sings that part, he goes into singing the Abrahamic blessing. May the God bless you and keep you. He sings that in Hebrew after that. It is so beautiful. So if the Lord leads you, his last name is G-O-E-T-Z. Check him out. Praise God. Amen. And the God of peace will be with you. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God of peace. Let's go on to our declarations. And even before we go to the declarations, I got a message this morning from Minister Linda Harkey, and she wanted us to pray for Elder Phillip. He's prayed for so many people to be healed, and even our last healing broadcast on this past Wednesday, 11 healings on that broadcast, and I believe it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, he began to not feel well in his body. She says it's something with maybe a urinary tract infection with his kidneys. Something's going on. And they prayed last night. He felt better, but he's still very, very weak. So we're going to start now. Just stop right now and pray for Elder Phillip. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Elder Phillip to you as we join our faith together with all the prayers that have been prayed for him. Lord God, we ask you to touch him right now from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you right now for rising over him with healing in your wings right now in the name of Jesus. Whatever this is and whatever it stands for, it cannot set in, lay hold, or go any course, but must cease and desist right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God. Your word says that when we are weak, that your strength is made perfect. We thank you, Lord God, and his weakness right now, that your strength is going into him and is being made perfect right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your yoke-destroying, burden-lifting, continual, tangible, manifest presence, hallelujah, just knock out all of this, whatever this is that is trying to plague his body now, in the name of Jesus, and bring forth complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. And we give you praise and glory for it now, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining in faith in prayer for Elder Phillip this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I could feel the gathering of our prayers coming together and just going right over there to him. Praise God. So we're looking for a good report to come out of it. Look what the Lord has done kind of report. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations this morning. Job 22 and 28 says, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just really perceiving the anointing very strong right now. Thank you, Lord, for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Well, we're going into spring now, and those flowers are going to come back. The grass is going to come back. Glory to God. You see the little knots on the trees, and meaning that they're going to be coming out. The leaves are going to be coming out soon. Hallelujah. And so all of that goes on, and it's a process that goes on. And at the same time, the word of our God stands forever. It doesn't fade. It doesn't go away and come back. It's forever, and it stands. So we can be very confident in that. Amen. Amen. So let's decree some things. Praise God. Repeat after me.
No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper.
This is the heritage,
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the stream of water. Amen. Great is the peace
of my children
and children's children. For they are taught of the Lord. Amen. Now, the first one was Isaiah 54:17 and Psalm 1 verse 3. and about the great is the peace of my children. That's Isaiah 54 and 13. Praise the Lord. Continue to repeat after me. I have no lack.
I have no lack.
For my God.
For my God.
Meets all my needs.
Meets all my needs.
According to his glorious riches, Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
That's Philippians 4:19. Amen. And continue to repeat. The peace of God.
The peace of God.
That transcends. All understanding.
All understanding.
Guards my heart.
And my mind.
In Christ Jesus. I think on things. That are true. Right.
Pure.
Lovely.
Admirable.
Excellent. And praiseworthy. There's that Philippians 4:7-8 again. Amen. Hallelujah. And the last one, God is on my side.
God is with me now.
Who can be
against me?
He has given me everything.
I need
for life
and godliness.
Therefore, I participate
in his divine
nature of love. Amen. That's from Romans 8:31, 2 Corinthians 6:16, John 10:10, and 2 Peter 1. Verses 3 and 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm still perceiving a very sweet presence, sweet and strong presence of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So for our time of praise and worship this morning, we have a guest that's on our Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio, and she writes songs by the Spirit of the Lord. So we're going to hear a couple of her songs today. Amen. And one is called Be Free. Oh, gosh, it's hard to decide which one. But Be Free, I really like Be Free. And I'm between letting go and stronger. I'm going to go ahead and do letting go. And maybe before Pastor Mom speaks, we'll hear stronger. Amen. That's what we'll do. Thank you, Lord. So her name is Jackie O'Kelly, Minister Jackie O'Kelly. So you get to hear, if you weren't with us on Thursday night, you get to hear the songs the Lord gave her. Amen.
Be free from your captivity, singing as you go, be free from your captivity, singing as you go,
was sitting on my patio on a Sunday morning, thanking my God for the peace I have within. Reminiscing about the time when I didn't have that peace of mind. I couldn't understand what he was doing in my life. And I heard him speak to me in a still small voice. Be still and know I am God. Let it go. You don't have to live there anymore. And he said, take a hold of my hand, because I have a perfect plan for your life. I'll make it all right. Letting go, there's freedom in letting go. We can't grow unless we let it go. Can't allow these things to hold us captive anymore. You'll have peace and joy when you let it go. Hesitate. It will make a difference in your life. And I heard someone say, letting go brings life, holding on brings death. So if you wanna live, you gotta let it go. The choice is yours. You can praise and be raised, or complain.
About what the Bible says is that the Lord will give us songs of deliverance. Amen. Some of her songs, a lot of her songs are songs of deliverance. Let it go. And she named a lot of good stuff to let go. Anger. Hallelujah. Let it go. Amen. Shame. Let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so many things. Just let it go and let God just have it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go on to our prayer over our finances. Hallelujah. And I love God. I love the way that he does things. You know, we're still believing for that wealth transfer to come in the name of Jesus. I mean, not a little trickle, but I'm talking a tsunami. Amen. I'm looking for it. And one of my friends on Facebook, not a close friend, but, you know, I do know him. I've known him since he was in New Jersey. He's a prophet, a pastor, you know, him and his wife. And I do believe a wealth transfer has come to this man and his family. You know, I'm not close enough to him to say, hey, what had happened? But I have seen him. I went to visit him. Oh, me and a group of people went to visit him back in, I think, 2018. And he was nowhere near financially where he is right now. I can say that with a blessed assurance. Now the man is traveling all over the world. Him and his family, you know, next thing you know, they're on a trip going somewhere doing something. He's preaching all over the world, and God has done something for him. Now, I don't really need to know all the details. I just know God did it. Amen. And then what that's saying to me is God's doing it, did it for him. He's doing it now. He can do it for us too. Amen. So I just go, hallelujah, every time I see him, you know, doing something else. I go, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know you did it for him. Glory to God. So, amen. And then what I think about also with this prayer for finances, before super inflation hit us, we were praying over our finances. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe and I know by the Spirit of the true and living God that he's going to take care of us. And we can pray for others as well that he will take care of them. Hallelujah. Amen. And he may use us to do that as he blesses us. This morning, I had a dream. I can't recall what the dream was, but when I woke up, I was saying, yes, I'll send him money for gas. And the Lord mentioned some, I won't say his name, but the Lord mentioned someone, you know, that I know. And he, you know, I understood that to be send him some money for gas. And I said, well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have me sending him money for gas, he didn't ask me for gas money, but I sent some gas money, amen, that sometime when I need something or you need something, God's going to lay it on somebody's heart to send you some money. Amen. Hallelujah. So the whole thing is that we'll keep praying. We'll keep standing on God's word. And, of course, he'll keep taking care of us. Amen. So let's say our prayer for finance. Repeat after me, Lord.
Lord.
I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all
that you give me.
Where I have not
been wise.
Bring restoration and give me
guidance.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you and to be grateful for it.
I pray
that I will find
the perfect balance
between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do. And may my money
not be stolen,
lost, devoured,
destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it.
So that what I have,
and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious about finances,
but will seek
your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do,
I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen,
amen. I'll tell you, as we were praying that prayer over our finances, it was like somebody caught that. It may have been more than one of y'all, but I could perceive, it's like, I got this. Hallelujah. We praise God. Amen. That you got it, that we got it. If we're walking in this, we're believing this in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, we shall not lack or want in any way by the Spirit of God. Amen and amen. Now, there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App, and it is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you're at the Heritage House where we live, we're at 2E, and you can drop it off there. You can also send a check by mail. Make your check payable to ESLCCC, and the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Now let's pray over our finances. Glory to God. Lord God, we just thank you and we praise you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. We thank you, Lord God, right now for what you're doing in our finances. Hallelujah. As we give our tithe, which is 10%. Hallelujah. You are opening up the windows of heaven right now and pouring us out an overflow blessing more than we can even contain in the name of Jesus. And at the same time, we thank you, Lord, for rebuking the devourer for our sakes in the name of Jesus, that our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen. It won't be devoured. It won't be destroyed. And it will not be wasted in the name of Jesus. But it will multiply exponentially for your glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We'll never see a subtraction, but an exponential multiplication of our finances in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just hear the Lord say that somebody has a vision of buying and flipping houses. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord said it is so. Hallelujah. Yes, it is so for my glory. Go for it. Hallelujah. One step at a time in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then for those who are giving today, your word says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. And so we thank you, Lord God, for those who are givers today. Hallelujah. They're giving right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you that you're giving them overflow blessings right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, and your word says, thank you, Lord God, that you will bless us a thousandfold, make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah. Even as the sand in the sea and the stars in the sky, we thank you for it, Lord God. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I just see the Lord right now just working on somebody's sinus area, opening up those sinuses right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up Pastor Mom and her chest area in the name of Jesus, that all congestion will leave her chest in the name of Jesus, and that her breathing is free and flowing in Jesus' name. We bless your name for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Nasal passages are opening right now in the name of Jesus. Pressure behind the around the eyes and around the forehead, that's lifting up right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. You are the God, our healer, in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. Somebody's able to take a nice breath through their nostrils in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And even the throat area. Hallelujah. Any dryness in the throat, any raspiness, gone now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then the ears, and oh, and no post-nasal drip. Thank you for taking that away as well, Lord God, and the discomfort from that and everything that it stands for in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. The Lord is touching even backs right now in Jesus' name. Right in the lower back, we come against that stress in Jesus' name. And we say you stress, you're being gathered up right now, right at the small of the back, and you can't move anyplace else, but you're moving out now in the name of Jesus. Every bit of stress out in Jesus' name, completely out. And we thank you, Father, for sealing that area in the name of Jesus, in every area that no stress can collect again in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord God. You said that that come to you, all those who are heavy laden and burdened, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. We thank you for light and easy right now in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Rabashi Kararamasiya Sahayabasan. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Knees are being touched right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cartilage being replaced in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Meniscus being fixed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I see even circulation in your body. The blood, the water, the oxygen is circulating in your body right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for free flow circulation. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No blockages. Every blockage is unclogged now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. We honor you and we adore you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, whoever is feeling pain around their temples, in their head. Well, we come against that right now in Jesus' name, and the blood of Jesus is all on your head right now in the name of Jesus, taking every bit of headache out in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, at the seed, the source, the Alpha, and the Genesis, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee, and you are rising over each and every one with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. Thank you for doing it, Lord God. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. And whatever that is in the head is trying to hang on, we say we see you. Get off now in the name of Jesus. Get off in Jesus' name. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission. And you cannot keep coming back. Get off now, never to return to the land of the living in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Thank you for it, Lord God. We bless you. We bless you. We honor you and we adore you, Lord God. from everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let us know. You can press your number one key. When we open up the lines, let us know if that was you and the Lord touched you, or text us and let us know about that. We know that God was doing something and still is something this morning. And even if we did not call out what's going on in your body, you can receive, because God is a great big God. Hallelujah. He's an infinite God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And he's touching you right now. Just reach out for the hem of his garment in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to play one more song by Minister Jackie O. Kelly, and it's called Stronger. Amen. And then after that, we're going to hear from our very own Pastor Mom. Hallelujah.
Traveling through this life has not been easy, no way. God never promised it would be. But looking back over my life, this one thought comes to mind. He was there all the time. Lord, I want you to know that I am grateful in every way. That's why this longing in my heart keeps getting stronger every day. Through every trial and experience, my love for you is serious, since you have shown me the way. I wanna grow
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Stronger in you, Lord. Hallelujah. On fire. Hallelujah. In you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Once again, that was Minister Jackie O'Kelly. And Kelly is K-E-L-L-E-Y. Amen. And she's on YouTube if you'd like to hear that again. Praise God. And she will be with us on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be looking at her art, her visual art. She's also an artist. God has really blessed her. Amen. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, we're going to bring to you the Senior Pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, Pastor Mom McCoy. Hallelujah. She is 89 and a half years young. Glory to God. And so she believes in hiding the word in your heart. And so the scriptures that she's going to say today are scriptures that she has hidden in her heart. And, you know, I am so encouraged, and I hope you are too, that even being younger ages, that we will learn the Word of God, memorize the Word of God, and then, you know, as we get older and grow, the Word of God will still be in us, living in us. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, you want to say hi?
Hi, everybody.
Amen. Amen. So we'll start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Give us
and lead us not.
And lead us not into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
From evil.
For thine
is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the memory. Hallelujah. The memory of the just is blessed. Amen. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want.
He maketh me
to lie down in green pasture.
He leadeth
me beside the still water. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness.
For his name's sake. Yea,
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of death.
I will fear no evil. For thine is the kingdom.
For thou art with me. Thy rod
and thy staff that comfort me.
Thou preparest
a table before me and present of my enemies.
Thou anointest
my head with oil. My cup is running over.
Surely
the goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will inhabit the world forever.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light.
My light.
And my salvation.
And my salvation.
Whom?
Whom shall I fear?
The Lord.
The Lord.
Is the strength.
Is the strength of my life.
And whom?
And whom?
Shall I be?
Shall I be?
Afraid.
Afraid.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all?
And all that is
within.
Is within me.
Bless?
Bless.
His holy name.
His holy name.
Amen. Your favorite scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord.
Trust in the Lord. With all thine heart, lean on.
Lean not.
To your own understanding.
In all your ways.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge
him.
And he.
Will.
Direct
your path.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. John 14 and verse 6, I am the way.
I am the way. The truth and the life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Psalm 118:24, this is the day.
This is the day
that
the Lord has made.
We will rejoice.
Rejoice.
And
be glad.
In it. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for the memory. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the memory of the just is blessed. Amen. Now let's say John 3:16 and Romans 10:9. For God
so loved the world.
Mm-hmm. That he gave?
That he gave his own beloved son.
That whosoever.
Believe in him.
Shall not. Perish.
Shall perish.
But have
everlasting life.
Amen. Yes. God so loves us. Hallelujah. He loves us so much, he even give us good memory.
Yes.
Amen. And then Romans 10:9, he tells us how to be born again. Amen. If you confess
with your mouth.
Go ahead. The Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And believe in your heart. That God has raised him
from the dead.
You shall be
saved.
Amen. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. For those who have not prayed the prayer of salvation before and given your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is your time. Hallelujah. If you thought in your mind, what must I do to be saved? How does a person get saved? Well, this is how people get saved, by the word of God. And it says, if you confess with your mouth, and confessing with your mouth is saying, believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that Jesus is who he says he is, and the Bible is true. Amen. And, you know, you have to do that by faith, because none of us was here 2,000 years ago. So you have to believe it by faith. And when you do, I'm telling you, it's on. Hallelujah. It is on. And the Lord just has permission in your life. It's like in Revelation 3:20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you will open the door, I will come in. and sup with you and you with me. He's just saying, let me in. I'm going to help you. Give me permission to come in. He's such a gentleman. He doesn't even do just crash in on your life. You have to give him the permission to do it. Oh, yeah, he's God. He's Almighty God. But he's not looking for robots. Hallelujah. He's not looking for ones to just do it, just to do it. But he's looking for ones who will use their free will that he's given to us to receive him in. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
And that God.
Raised you.
From the dead. Forgive me
of all my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
And now I know. According to the Bible. I'm saved.
I'm born again.
And heaven is my home.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. And right now we pray for you. We commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray right now that he will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Hallelujah. He wants to give you power. Hallelujah. Power to live right. Power to walk right. Power to do right. And that power comes straight from the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even give them power right now to speak in their heavenly language in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise and glory, Lord God. You're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we want to invite you to be a part of our God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio family, where you can grow. Amen. Wherever the Bible is being taught, you'll grow. Wherever the Holy Ghost is, the presence of God, you'll grow. And all that's happening here, hallelujah, in our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. So we invite you to be with us on Sunday, glory to God, and we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and this is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Pastor Mom McCoy, is our senior pastor. Hallelujah. And I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy. I'm the apostolic pastor. And we have guests here sometimes. And the whole thing is that God keeps showing up whenever we meet together. So come on in and meet with us. And the presence of God will be upon you as you meet with us as well. Hallelujah. On Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. That's 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and you call the same phone number for all of our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And also, if you're listening to this way in the future, past 2055, hallelujah, I plan on being absent from my body and present with the Lord, maybe around 2075, okay? And you can Google this and all of our broadcasts by simply putting in Get 'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. Hallelujah. And we have over 1,200 archives you can listen and feast on. You can feast on them. Glory to God. So on Mondays, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we have what we call Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, and that's our Bible teaching series. Tomorrow it'll be, the title is David's Song. Hallelujah. You know David sang, hallelujah. So David's Song. On Tuesdays, we have prayer. And we call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes, about 15 minutes at a time. And then we go into interpretation of tongues. It's very powerful. The Lord meets us. We have confirmations of his word from all over the country. Praise God. On Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of the month, we have healing service, and we call it prophetic healing. And that's one who we prayed for today. Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda, are here with us on the line, and the healing community. So everyone who calls in, praying for your healing. Amen. That's the second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The next one that we have, because we had it last Wednesday, the next one we have will be Wednesday, April the 13th. So mark your calendars and set your cell phone alarms. Praise God. And then on Thursdays, we have the Thursday edition of God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. This month, we have the lady that you heard singing today. Her name is Minister Jackie O. Kelly. O is her middle initial. Minister Jackie O. Kelly. Hallelujah. And on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to see her artwork. Yes, I know it's radio. How are we going to see it? We're going to see it. Hallelujah. If you were with us in December, we had some entrepreneurs, and we would go on their websites and go through their websites and look. And so that's what we're going to do this Wednesday. We're going to see her artwork, and it is so good. It is really good. Amen. And so that's what we'll be doing on this Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So join us. Amen. Hallelujah. So that is our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Now we want to give you an opportunity to say something, if you'd like to say something. If you would like to encourage Pastor Mom in her remembering the Word of God. If you have any questions, if you have any prayer requests, press your number one key. We want to hear from you. I don't see anyone's number one key pressed. And, you know, sometimes our number one key is kind of acts up a little bit. We plead the blood of Jesus over that. Amen. So we want to hear from you all. Just in case the number one key is acting up today, I'm just going to open up everybody's line. If you can mute your line, or please mute your line if you're not saying anything. Amen, Pastor Price. I just got your text. So mute your lines, everyone, if you're not going to say anything. If you are, Pastor Price is going to speak first, and then anyone else can speak after her. Everybody's line is open. Quick shout out to Minister Faye, Minister Rachel, Pastor Mark, Minister Amber, Pastor Price, and Minister Carrie. Hallelujah. And then we had Minister Joanne and Sister Debbie was with us as well. Pastor Price, your line is open.
Glory
to God. Thank you for letting me know.
Oh, glory to God. God bless you this afternoon, Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom. I really just thank God for the service today, every single part of the service from the beginning to the end. And I thank God. I join you all in prayer for Elder Hawkey. We believe God along with you for his total healing, health, wholeness, and soundness, and recreated miracles in his body in the name of Jesus. And we thank God. I thank God for all of the songs that you played by Minister Jackie O. I thank God for the song, the free song, Stronger, and Let It Go. Thank God. It's just they are anointed songs. I just appreciate that and thank God for that. And then Pastor Mom, I just thank God for the word that you prayed today. I said, with a good attitude and with joy, Mama, when you began to do the Lord's Prayer. I said, that was good. Hallelujah. And also Psalms 23, Psalms 103, Psalms 3, 5, and 6, and Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and John 3, 16, and Romans 10. So I just thank God for you. I love you, Mom, and thank God for what God is doing in and through your life. You've always prayed the word, and thank God today, Mom, for you praying the word. God bless you all and love you all. And Lord willing, we'll talk a little later on today. God bless you and love you all.
Amen. That's love it. You too. Thank you for your comments. Hallelujah. Amen. Any of those healing prayers or any of those for you or your family?
I don't know if it's with my children. I wasn't particularly in a congestive mode, but I was praying with you along the way. One thing that did happen was, before you said it, I started feeling like in my toes and my legs that somebody's circulation was being healed, and then you said it.
Hallelujah. Confirmation.
Hallelujah. So confirmation. So I think I know that there were many, many things. When you talked about the congestion behind the eyes, Don, my son Don last night, had been going through about his eyes and his sinuses, the nasal passages. So I was thanking God for that prayer, and I claimed it for Don and grabbed a hold to it for Don and anybody else who's going through. So that's it.
Amen.
All right.
That's good.
I'm going back
Thank
on mute.
You.
All right.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Anyone
Good
else?
Morning,
Good morning.
Good morning. I enjoyed all of the program, and I want to tell you that I had a slight pain in my head, but it went away. And Pastor Mom, she's an encouragement to me. I'm going to start remembering more of my scriptures now. I should be a lot further along than I am. And the prayers from Jackie O'Kelly, they were just beautiful and really good word for thought and to do. So I thank you today immensely for today's program.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Faye. Praise God. And that's our prayer, is that others will begin to memorize scripture. That's going to be so important on so many different levels, you know, that we memorize scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, praise God. And I'm really blessed by Pastor Mom, too, because there are some times where the enemy will try to mess with her memory, but the word of God comes out.
In there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Amen. And I get very encouraged when I see you on the line so early. Thank you for that. Between you and Minister Rachel, you guys are usually the first on the line before the program starts, sometimes before I even pull it up good. So I do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Amen. Anyone else?
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Minister Rachel.
Hi. All the service is very encouraging. I love hearing Pastor Mom bring forth the word, and she just so full of life. I just pray the Lord just continue to keep her and strengthen her always, because it's like
Amen.
She reads it with joy. Hallelujah. That's an inspiration to all of us. And y'all all stay encouraged and strong in the Lord. May he keep y'all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for those encouraging words of Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Well, all right. Amen. We don't want to rush, but we can go on. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready to have Mom to make any closing remarks. Pastor Mom, closing remarks and closing prayer.
And the praise is very, very good.
It was very good.
Very good. And I thank the Lord for all of it.
Amen. And thank the Lord for all those good, nice, encouraging comments, right?
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Pastor Mom, you can close us out.
Okay. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Me and thee,
while
we're absent,
one from another. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. And that's another scripture that she has memorized. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. And pray that you have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. We'll be back next week, and we'll be talking about sanctification. Hallelujah. Amen. Have a blessed week.